Veterans Affairs faces a budget shortfall of more than $2.5 billion this year, mainly because of increased demand by veterans for health care. The trouble is, 3 months still remain in the fiscal year. So how do you deal with a situation like that? Simone Zickman is the Chief Technology Officer in the Federal Services Division at Attain and a former federal CIO. He joins me now with some advice for how senior leaders in a department can deal with a problem that affects them all. Simone, good morning.
Good morning.
All right. So what happens? What do senior leaders do? How do they gather around a problem that is just gigantic like this?
Certainly in some situations, this can become a relatively large problem. And the best way to be dealing with this problem is to be able to detect it early on and deal with it early on and respond either from a budgetary perspective or from a programmatic perspective, looking at the execution and finding out what's wrong through a root cause analysis and addressing those shortcomings. Once the problem is already a serious problem, then it becomes a much more difficult type of situation to deal with.
I guess the longer the runway, the easier it is to deal with it. But right now there's only 3 months left. And so does that mean everybody's going to have to give up a little bit, each functional area, each domain?
Well, it's hard for me to say exactly how it would be dealt with in a particular situation. More generally, there are a couple of alternatives. It might seem rather obvious, but you either accept being behind schedule or over budget and continue from there, or you try to focus on accelerating progress by redirecting resources or addressing some of the budgetary shortfalls by moving more money into a particular area from other areas. And in that situation, just as you described, other organizations may need to give up funding in order to deal with a problem.
I mean, if the money is not there at all, suppose everybody gave up a little bit, but there's still a shortfall in totality, then that means Congress has to appropriate more, correct?
Potentially, yes. That's if the agency itself is not able to deal with the problem within its existing resources. And then you'd have to see how Congress responds to that. Congress could argue, well, the money is there somewhere. We've given plenty of money at the overall agency level, and so now it's up to you, agency leaders, to find where within your existing budgetary resources you can find the funds to deal with it. So a shortfall doesn't require Congress to fix it. Congress can push back and tell the agency they need to deal with it within their own resources. And agency budgets at the agency level are large enough that if Congress requires the agency to find it within their existing budget base, then that's what would happen.
And so therefore they would have to reprogram a lot of money that might be going for, say, if the shortfall is for care services, then maybe the IT people might have to give up some of their money and so forth throughout the different functional areas.
That's right. I mean, IT or some other area, but the idea is that a reprogramming is effectively a congressionally approved reprioritization of existing funds. And so the agency working generally when things get to a serious crisis, it's in consultation with Congress, have to do that reprioritization, identify what planned spending is potentially of lesser priority than the given requirement, and move resources accordingly from other areas. So that is what the reprogramming would affect.
Now, as a CIO, you got regular reports on the different IT projects. There's all that dashboard and reporting that was put in place during the Obama administration. What kind of spending and programmatic money reports did you get on a periodic basis, or did you get them?
Well, certainly I did get them as part of the regular oversight process. So I had certain projects that were under my purview, but then as the department CIO, there would be oversight of the entire department's major investments. And the kinds of oversight we would get would include things like earned value management, which is looking at the actual progress of implementation of milestones against a predetermined schedule and the actual spending of funding against a predetermined funding plan. or spend plan. And in both of those cases, there should be some early warning system that emerges where you are able to detect when you're falling behind schedule, when you're overspending relative to schedule. And then there are also other types of oversight that involve not just the schedule and spending, but risk analysis. So there was regular reporting on risks through risk registers and identifying which risks were increasing in severity or probability and which ones were decreasing. So at any given time, one would know not just what the snapshot looks now from a implementation and spend basis, but also an assessment of risks and what problems might be coming down the line.
And so at some point, you probably involve the CFO and some of the other people surrounding the your own particular area.
Absolutely. When things did get problematic in some situations, one would involve the CFO, one would involve either agency leadership or the leadership at Commerce of a bureau at another agency. There are, you know, varying names for those sub-agencies or components. But certainly when the risks start to go red, or there's some sense through earned value that things are falling behind schedule or overspending, then usually there's some type of intervention as early as possible when you see things going wrong.
We're speaking with Simone Zickman. He's Chief Technology Officer in the Federal Services Division at Attain. And so now we have things like FITARA in place, if you're in the technology area, which seems to really demand regular, I guess you call it collaboration is the word I'm looking for, between the, in this case, the CIO and the CFO. And do you see those kinds of collaborations happening throughout departments and not just the CIO, but other program areas that have the CFO and the finances at the hub of the wheel?
I certainly think that FITARA provides a greater level of transparency, and as you said, it's not just for the CIO. It provides the CFO also with an equal level of transparency regarding the plans for spending in IT, and also provides greater level of involvement for a CIO to influence, have a fingerprint, and provide approvals for those plans, just to make sure that the plans from the onset are effectively laid out.
And so when something like this is headed your way, this kind of cannonball of a budget shortfall, at some point, is it wise to go to Congress when you know about it before, so they don't find out about it from somewhere else?
Well, I certainly don't want to second guess other people's management, but in theory, I think whenever there is bad news to be delivered, it probably is best for an agency to deliver it personally rather than have it emerge from elsewhere.
I mean, a lot of people that are doing a functional area day-to-day, whether it's medical services or CIO, I guess, tend to focus on the activities related to the delivery and not so much on the finance. But really, as a top manager, you should probably look at the financial reports first every week or every Monday morning.
Well, it's certainly true that the financial aspect of the reporting shouldn't be ignored in any way whatsoever. The real issue is that from a program management perspective, there either are or there should be some early warning systems in place. And so, in a given situation, there are questions to ask that would involve did the agency leadership know there was a problem before it was reported up to Congress? If agency leadership didn't know, did somebody lower down know and not report it upward, which could potentially be viewed as a problem? Or was there not enough examination of the actual progress and spending for people to have been aware that there was a problem, and that would also be of concern as well? So there is some root cause analysis to what led to the situation from an implementation and spending perspective, but there's also a root cause analysis that would want to be done to understand why the early warning system didn't act as it should have, why it didn't detect the problem and start to address the problem earlier on.
I mean, in the agencies that you're dealing with now, what seems to be, is there any Is there any common thread or common theme that runs through the types of services it's seeking, and the types of advice that you see agencies seeking from a company like yours?
Well, I think it's hard to generalize. I think every situation needs to be looked at on its own. So I don't know if I would say that there are some common causes, but I do think that there are two different issues. One is the actual problems associated with the project itself, what's gone wrong with the project that's led to it either being behind schedule or over budget or both. And then there's the questions of the oversight systems that are built into the agency governance processes, and to understand why those didn't provide some kind of reactive response earlier before the problems really reached a high level of crisis.
All right. Simone Zickman is Chief Technology Officer in the Federal Services Division at Attain. Thanks so much for joining me.
Thank you. Happy to be here.